than the other. Is it wrong to go to church because you don't want to go to hell? Is that wrong? Is it wrong to go to church because that's where my friends are? I think there's going to be a lot of friends here today. A lot of people that know each other. And I hope you enjoy yourselves. I hope you have a good time. But you know, it has to be much, much deeper than that. Sometimes it's a challenge to pass that on to the rising generation. Will I still pursue God even when my world falls apart? Our brother read Job 1:1. I was going to read it. I won't read it again. But my mind had been drawn to Job. And, you know, that sounds like a righteous person. And he was. The Bible says. God said he was. He was a righteous person. But was Job serving God for what he got? Like Satan accused him of? Is that why he was serving God? I would tend to think that probably Mrs. Job was also a righteous person. And you mean you're still holding on to that religious stuff? Why don't you just curse God and die? Why was she going along with him to church all those years? Was Job serving God for the social status? Well, that all fell apart too when the friends that he had came and they were anything but friends, according to the way we think. But I'm just so challenged by God, by Job's commitment. He said in chapter 13, verse 15, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Can you say that? Can you say that with Job? It doesn't really matter what God does with my life. It doesn't matter if my world falls apart, it doesn't matter if I've done everything that I know to do and it still doesn't seem to work out. I trust him. And then in those beautiful words in Job 23, I can just, my heart goes out to Job. He was in this, God put him through the ringer, we say. He didn't know which end was up. He says, "I go forward." He's not there. "I go backwards." The left hand, the right. "God, where are you? I don't know where you are." Is it real? Is there anything to this? "But he knoweth the way that I take." When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So how do we pursue righteousness? Shall we do the checklist? The checklist righteousness? Well, we need a rule for this, and we need a rule for that, and we need a rule for this, and when I can check off all these rules, let's read Romans 10. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead? But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I also wanted to read Philippians 3. Our time's just about up for this part, but let's just read this yet. Philippians 3, verses 7 to 16. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in any other thing ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Now, I'm not suggesting to throw the rules away. I think verse 16 makes that abundantly clear. We need the rules. But how do we think about them? How do we think about them? Are we working to get our own righteousness? Or is our quest to know Jesus Christ? and to fellowship with him in sufferings. We don't know much about that. Not in our setting. But sometime we might. And when it happens, I pray that God would help us be ready.